Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat Perek Tetvav. After the extended discussion in the last perek of the four reshuyot relevant to the Malacha of Hotzah, this perek discusses several common situations which Chazal saw fit to relate to directly. The manner in which they relate to these cases can take two opposite forms. Sometimes Chazal made a gezerah, forbidding something which would ordinarily be permitted, in order to avoid a violation of Hotzah. Sometimes they went in the other direction and allowed a special arrangement which should, by the usual rules, be asur midirabanan, in order to allow people to do things like draw clean water from a stream or cistern and dispose of dirty water on Shabbat. Halacha Aleph. Omeid Adam Birshut HaRabim Umetaltel Birshut HaYachid Kula Vomeid Birshut HaYachid Umetaltel Birshut HaRabim Uvelad Shelo Yotzi Chutz La'Arba Amot Vim Hotzi Patur Mipnei Shu Birshut Acheret Vechein Omeid Adam Birshut HaYachid Ufotech Birshut HaRabim Birshut HaRabim Ufotech Birshut HaYachid Behema Shaita Bachutz Rosha Bifnim Ovsinota Uvagamal Ad Shihei Rosho Vrubo Bifnim Ho'il V'Tzavaro Aruch. The first two halachot of the perek discuss cases of someone who straddles the border between a reshut hayachid and a reshut harabim. If he stands in the reshut harabim, he is allowed to move objects around within the adjacent reshut hayachid or unlock a door in the reshut hayachid using a key sitting there. And if he stands in the reshut hayachid, he may similarly unlock a door in the adjacent reshut harabim and move objects there less than 4 amot. Even if he moves something 4 amot in the Reshut HaRabim, he is still patur, according to the Rambam, because he himself is standing in a Reshut HaYachid. Other Rishonim, including the Ravid in his Hasaga here, reject this leniency and believe the person to be Chayav in this case. The Magid Mishnah claims that this is even the opinion of the Rambam in a different girsa of our text, which he accepts as the correct one. The Shulchan Aruch limits the entire heter in this halacha of moving things in the adjacent reshut to objects which are of no use to the person moving them, similar to a distinction the Rambam will make in the next halacha, as otherwise we are concerned that he will bring the object into his own reshut in violation of Hotzah. Someone standing in Reshut HaYachid may feed an animal standing in Reshut HaRabim if the animal sticks its head into the Reshut HaYachid, except in the case of a camel. Because the neck of the camel is long, we need to ensure that even if the person feeding it sticks food deep into its neck, this will not push the food into the Reshut HaRabim. Hence, we require the majority of the camel's body to be in the Reshut HaYachid. Halacha Bet. Lo yamod adam birshut hayachid, v'yishteh birshut harabim. Birshut harabim, v'yishteh birshut hayachid. Ela im kein hichnis rosho v'rubo lamakom shu shoteh. במה דברים אמורים? בשהיה שוטה בכלים נעים שצריך להם, גזירה שמה יוציאים. אבל אם היו כלים שאינן נעים, שאינו צריך להם, או שהיה הבור בחרמלית, אף על פי שהכלים נעים, מכניס ראשו בלבד ושוטה במקומו, ואף על פי שלא הכניס ראשו ורובו. One may not stand in a Reshut HaYachid and drink from a nice cup sitting in Reshut HaRabim, or the reverse, unless his head and most of his body are in the same Reshut as the cup. If the cup isn't nice, for example, a disposable cup, then he may drink even without meeting this condition, as there is no concern that he will bring the cup toward his body in the reshut where he is standing. The Shulchan Aruch is machmir in any case of drinking in another reshut, whatever the value of the cup. Chazal did not make a gzera if one of the two domains is a karmelit, in which case the entire concern of Hotzah is only midirabanan. Hence, in this case, he may drink even if the cup is nice, and if only his head is extended into the reshut with a cup. Halacha Gimel. Omeid Adam Birshut HaRabim, v'koleit min ha'avir min ha'mayim, ha'mekalchin min ha'tzinor o min ha'kotel v'shoteh, uvelad shlo yiga ba'tzinor o ba'kotel v'yiklot me'al gaban. Vim naga, im haya makom shenaga bo lemala me'asara befachot mishlosha samuch lagag, harei ze asur, shenimitza ka'oker me'al agag, shirushut hayachid. V'chein im haya ba'tzinor arba'a al arba'a, bein shaya tzinor betoch asara, bein shaya lemala me'asara, v'kalat menu mayim, harei ze asur, v'lam eino chayav, mipnei shelo nachu ha'mayim, ela harei hein nizchalin v'holchin. This halacha discusses a person standing in Reshut HaRabim who wishes to collect water flowing off a wall or a gutter attached to the roof of a house. In any event, he may collect water which has already flowed off the wall or the gutter. But a problem arises if he takes the water from inside the gutter or from the top of the wall, or if he adjoins his hand to where the water flows off. This is usur if he takes from a spot within 3 tefachim of the roof of the house, as this area has the status of a reshut hayachid like the house itself. If this is not the case, and the gutter has an area of less than 4 by 4 tefachim, then he may take water from it. Either the gutter is just a part of the reshut harabim like the person is, or if it is above 10 tefachim, it has the status of a makom patur, from which one may carry into a reshut harabim. But if the area of the gutter is at least 4 by 4 tefachim, then he may not take from it, whether it is 10 tefachim high, in which case it is a reshut hayachid, or less than that, in which case it is a karmelite. The Rambam emphasizes that in any event, the Isser in any of these cases is midrabanan, as the water is constantly in motion, and so there is no akira on the part of the person drinking it. Halacha Dalid. Ziz shelifnei achalon yotzei ba'avir she'al reshut harabim im haya lemala me'asarat tefachim mutar lishtamesh alav mipnei she'ein reshut harabim tofeset ela ad asarat tefachim. Lefichach mutar lishtamesh b'chol hakotel ad asarat tefachim atachtonim. This and the next 3 halachot deal with a ziz, a large windowsill protruding from a house into the airspace of a reshut harabim. May a person in the house use this ziz? The basic halacha is straightforward. Since the airspace of a reshut harabim is considered reshut harabim up to a height of 10 tefachim, he may not use a ziz located within 10 tefachim of the ground. But if the ziz is above this height, where the airspace is a makom patur, then the resident of the house may use the ziz. In halacha hey, the Rambam limits this to a case of a single ziz. If there are 2 zizim, one above the other, then even if both are above 10 tefachim from the ground, both may not be used. The Rambam's explanation is that this is the equivalent of 2 homes which share a chatzer, a courtyard. As we'll learn in Hilchot Eruvin, one may not carry from either home to the common courtyard unless the owners of the homes made an Eruv chatzerot. The Shulchan Aruch therefore limits this Isser of the 2 zizim to a case where the 2 belong to different people who have not made an Eruv together. The Magen Mishnah believes that this is what the Rambam means as well, even though the Rambam makes no reference to the owners of the zizim. Halacha Zayin. Kol ziz hayotze alavi reshut harabim shemutar lishtamesh alav, keshu mishtamesh bo, ein notnin alav ve'ein notlin mimenu, ela klei cheres uzchuchit v'chayotze behen, shim yiplu lirshut harabim yishavru, aval sha'ar kelim v'ochalim asur, shema yiplu birshut harabim vivim. Even when one may use a ziz, he may only put there something which will break if it falls off the ziz into the reshut harabim below, like glass and pottery kalim. If he puts food there, or kalim made of some other material, then we are concerned that he will go and collect whatever falls into the reshut harabim, in which case he will be chayev for carrying from a reshut harabim into a reshut hayachid. The Shulchan Aruch rules, similar to what we saw in Halacha Bet, that if the area below is not a Reshut HaRabim, but a Karmelite, then there is no Gzera, as the entire Isser of Hotzah to a Karmelite is only Midrabanan, and one may put food and any Kalim on the Ziz. The Rama adds that if the Ziz is very large, like a porch, where a person can stand, then he may similarly take out food and any Kalim. Again, as we saw in Halacha Dalid, all this assumes that the Ziz is above 10 Tfachim from the ground. Halacha Chet. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei reshut harabim, zorek mizo lazo lemala me'asara, v'hu shiyu shneihem shalo, o shiyeh b'nehen eruv. V'afil begadim uchlei matachot mutar lizrok, v'im hayu ze lemala mizeh, v'lo hayu b'shaveh, asur lizrok beged v'chayotzei bo, shema yipol vivienu, aval kalei cheres v'chayotzei behen zorek. One may throw an object from one home to another one on the opposite side of a reshut harabim, as long as he throws above 10 tefachim, and assuming that both homes belong to him, or that the owners made an eruv chatzerot to allow carrying from one home to the other. However, if the homes are not on the same level, but rather one is higher than the other, then we are more concerned that a thrown object may fall into the reshut harabim, and so one may only throw something like pottery or glass, which will break if it falls. Otherwise, as in Halacha Zayin, we are concerned that someone will retrieve it and bring it into a reshut hayachid. Here again, the Shulchan Aruch rules that this gzera doesn't apply when the area between the homes is a karmelite rather than a reshut harabim. Halacha Tet, Bor Birshut HaRabim V'Chalon Al Gabav HaBor V'Chulyato Mitzarfin LaSara U'Memalin Mimenu B'Shabbat B'Med Devarim Amorim B'Shahaya Samuch LaKotel B'Toch Arba'at Fachim She'en Adam Yachol La'Avor Sham Aval Im Haya Muflag Ein Memalin Mimenu Ela Im Kein Hayta Chulyato Gvoha Asara Sh'Nimtza Hadli K'Shiyatza Min HaChulya Yatza Limkom Ptur. Someone wishes to draw water from a bor, a cistern, in a Rishut HaRabim outside his window, and bring it into the house, a Rishut HaYachid, through the window. If the bor itself is a Rishut HaYachid, meaning that its depth, including its chulya, the built-up area outside the bor, above ground level, is at least 10 tefachim, then he may take water straight from it into his house, if one of two conditions are met. One is that the bor is within 4 tefachim of the window, so that the area in between is too narrow for a person to pass through, and thus doesn't have the status of Rishut HaRabim. Even if the distance between the bor and the window is greater than 4 tefachim, he may bring the water in through the window if the chulya and the window are both more than 10 tefachim off the ground, as this way the water goes straight from the bor, a Rishut HaYachid, to a makom patur, the airspace above 10 tefachim, then to another Rishut HaYachid, the house. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam similarly permits one to spill dirty water out of his window into an ashpa, a garbage heap in the Rishut HaRabim, assuming both are at least 10 tefachim high. Halacha Yud Aleph. Amat ha-mayim, she overet bechatzer, im yesh begovha asarat tefachim uverochba arba'a o yater al kein ad eser amot, ein memal'in mimena b'shabbat, ela im kein asula mechitza gevoha asarat tefachim ba'knisa uvaitzia. Vim ein begovha asara, o she'en berochba arba'a, memal'in mimena belo mechitza. If a stream runs through a person's chatzer, may he take water from it on Shabbat? If it is either less than 10 tefachim deep, or less than 4 tefachim wide, then he may do so. If the stream is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, but no more than 10 amot wide, then he may only take water from it if he sets up a mechitza of height 10 tefachim above the stream, both where it enters the chatzer and where it leaves it. In Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam clarifies some details about this mechitza. It can either be above the water, in which case at least a tefach must descend into the water, or it can be below the water, in which case at least a tefach must stick out above the surface. In neither case does the mechitza need to touch or even be near the ground level at the bottom of the stream. That is, it can be a mechitza tluya, a mechitza suspended in the air, which ordinarily does not qualify as a mechitza for purposes of surrounding a Rishut HaYachid. It was instituted by Chazal only in order to draw from a body of water, like this stream. As a body of water is never a Rishut HaRabim, but only a Carmelite, the purpose of the mechitza is to be a heker, an indicator, which creates a separation between the water inside the chatzer and the rest of the stream. Hence, it doesn't need to satisfy the usual criteria of a valid mechitza, meaning in this case that it can be suspended above the ground level of the water. Halacha Yud Bet, Haya berochba yater me'eser amot, af al pi she'en begovha asara, ein memalin mimena ad shiyase la mechitza, shekol yater al eser pirtzahi, umafsedet ha-mechitzot, umahu litaltel b'chol ha-chatzer, im nishar b'tzad ha-pirtza pas mikan ufas mikan b'chol shehu, o pas rachav arba'at fachim meruach achat, mutar litaltel b'chol ha-chatzer, ve'ein asur ela lemalot min ha'ama bilvad, aval im lo nishar pas klal asur letaltel b'chol ha-chatzer, sh'rei nifritza chatzer layam, shehu karmelit. What if the stream is wider than 10 amot? Then even if it isn't 10 tefachim deep, one must make a mechitza above the opening in the wall of the chatzer where the stream is this wide, because an opening more than 10 amot wide is considered a breach in the wall. This breach in a wall of the chatzer even forbids carrying in the entire chatzer, unless there remains on each side of the breach a pas, a small strip of wall of any size, or a pas of width 4 tefachim on at least one side of the breach. When we get to Perek Yud Zayin, we'll see that the Rambam uses this case as a paradigm for how to allow carrying in any enclosed area with equal length and width, and in which one wall is entirely breached. The Ravid has a long hasaga on this halacha, in which he accuses the Rambam of mixing apples and oranges, in that he used sources in the Gemara speaking of two entirely different cases, and understood them to be variations of the same case. For the Ravid, and also for the Shulchan Aruch, the case of the breach in the wall, of width 10 amot, has nothing to do with a stream running through the chatzer, but rather involves the shoreline of a sea or lake, which extends through the breach into the chatzer and does not go out the other end. We won't get more involved in the details, but the interested listener can find the conclusions of the Shulchan Aruch in both cases in Orach Chaim Simen Shin Nun Vav, Seifim Aleph and Bet. Halacha Yud Dalet. Amat ha-mayim ha-overet bein ha-chatzirot, v'ha-chalonot p'tuchot eleha, im ein ba kashiur, mishalshalin dli min ha-chalonot, u'mimal'in mimena b'shabat. B'me dvarim amurim, b'she'ina mufleget min ha-kotel shlosha. Aval im hayta mufleget min ha-kotel shlosha, ein mimal'in mimena, ela im kein hayu pasin yotzin min ha-ktali mikan u-mikan, sh'nimtzeit ha-ama ki'ilu hi overet b'toch ha-chatzir. If a stream runs not through a chatzer, but between two chatzerot, may the residents of the homes in each chatzer collect water from it using pails which descend out their windows? If the stream is within three tfachim of the wall of each chatzer, then they may. Otherwise, they must set up two pasim at each end of the portion of the stream which lies between the chatzerot, one pas adjacent to each chatzer at each end, which for purposes of the stream symbolically joins the two chatzerot together, so that it is as if the stream runs through this one joined chatzer. There is an image file posted together with this recording which illustrates the scenario in this halacha. Recall that back in Halacha Tet, about collecting water from a bore through a window in the wall of a house, the Rambam permitted this if there is a space of less than four tefachim between the bore and the wall. So why in our Halacha does the space between the wall of each chatzer and the stream need to be less than three tefachim? The Lecha Mishnah there in Halacha Tet explains the difference. In our case, the stream is a Carmelite. The only way to allow taking water from it into the chatzer, a reshut hayachid, is by swallowing the stream into the chatzer, so that the portion of it adjacent to the chatzer is seen as part of the chatzer itself. For this, we require the halachic mechanism of levud, which we'll see in the next parak, and which bridges any physical gap of width less than three tfachim. But in Halacha Tet, the bor is a reshut hayachid, and the house is a reshut hayachid. We have no need to combine them. We only require that the area between them not count as reshut harabim. And for this, it suffices that the space between them is less than four tvachim, so that an average person cannot pass through it. Halacha Tet Vav. Kitzutzra shehi lemala min hayam, v'chalon betocha al gabei hamayim, ein mimal'in mimena b'shabat. Ela im kein asu mechitza asarat tfachim gvoha al gabei amayim keneged hachalon shba ketzutzra. Otia mechitza yoredet min haketzutzra keneged hamayim vero inota kiilu yarda v'naga ad hamayim. Uchishem shememalim mizo shasu la mechitza kach shofchim ena al hayam sharei al hakarmelit hen shofchim. If a porch is above the sea and one wishes to draw water through a hole in the floor of the porch, he may do so by joining four mechitzot of height at least 10 tfachim into an enclosed frame, forming a box open on two opposite ends, which must be placed either just below the hole in the porch or just above the water below the hole. An image file posted with this recording illustrates the two possible arrangements. Just as water can be drawn through these mechitzot, so too can it be poured through them into the sea. This is another example of Chazal allowing the transfer of water between a body of water, which is a Carmelite, and a Reshut HaYachid through the use of a Mechitza Tluya, a suspended partition, which is not a genuine Mechitza, but suffices as a Heker. Halacha Tet Zayin. Chatzer shehi pechuta me'arba amot al arba amot, ein shofchin betocha mayim b'shabat, mipnei shehen yotzin l'Reshut HaRabim b'mheira. לפיכך צריך לעשות גומה מחזקת סעתיים בתוך החצר או ברשות הרבים בצד החצר, כדי שיהיו המים נקבצים לתוכה. If a chatzer is small, less than 16 square amot, then water poured into it from a house, a reshut hayachid, will immediately spill out into the reshut harabim. While this is not a direct act of hotzah from a reshut hayachid to a reshut harabim, it qualifies as kocho, a secondary effect of the pouring, and therefore is asur midrabanan. The solution is to dig a pit of significant size in which the water can gather. This pit is called a guma, or an uka, and can be built either in the chatzer or in the Reshut HaRabim just adjacent to the chatzer. The requisite size is half an amah by half an amah and 3/5 of an amah deep, capable of holding a volume of sa'taim, meaning 2 se'ot of water. In Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam clarifies what may be done once this pit is dug. Haita ha'uka pechuta misataim shofchin la meloa. Haita sataim shofchin la afilu shishim sa'a shel maim. Va'af al pi shamaim yitgabru v'yafutzu me'al aguma lachutz. B'me dvarim amurim, b'mot hagshamim, shachatzerot mitkalkelot ustam tzinorot mekalchin. V'lo yavo haroim lomar shezeh mishtamesh v'amaim yotzim mikocho lirshut harabim. אבל בימות החמה, אם הייתה מחזקת סתיים, אין שופכין לה אלא סתיים. הייתה פחותה מסתיים, אין שופכין לה כל עיקר. If the uka is small and holds less than sataim, one may only pour into it enough to fill it and no more. But if the uka holds at least sataim, then he may pour any amount at all into it, even though the water overflows and spills into the Reshut HaRabim. This all applies during the winter months, when water is in any event flowing into the chatzer due to the rains, and no one has any special interest in seeing the water he spills into his chatzer continue to flow out to the Reshut HaRabim. But during the summer, when one is more interested in keeping his chatzer dry, he may only pour as much as will fit inside his uka, and he may not pour at all if the uka holds less than sataim. The Shulchan Aruch is more lenient than the Rambam. He rules that during the winter, one need not dig an uka at all, and during the summer, one may pour any amount as long as the uka holds sataim. Halachot Yud Chet and Yud Tet discuss a very similar case of disposing of dirty water, by pouring it not into a chatzer, but into a drainage pipe in the house, which carries it to the Reshut HaRabim. One is required in this case to pour the water not directly into the pipe, but on some other part of the floor of the house, from where it will make its way to the pipe by itself. In this manner, the transfer of the water to the Reshut HaRabim is not even considered a secondary result of his pouring, kocho, but even further removed, koach kocho, and hence permitted. This is only necessary during the summer, and during the winter one may pour directly into the pipe. The Rambam limits the gzera further when he writes in Halacha Yotet that lo gazru al kocho b'charmelit. The entire Isser D'Rabbanan in cases of kocho only applies when the water spills out to a Reshut HaRabim, not to a Karmelit. The Shulchan Aruch applies this to the first case of the chatzer as well, and rules that if one's chatzer is adjacent to a Karmelit rather than a Reshut HaRabim, then there is no need to dig an uka at all to permit spilling water into his chatzer. Halacha Chaf. Lo yimalei min hasfina, ela imkein asa mekom arba'a al arba'a yotze min hasfina al hayam. B'me dvarim amurim, b'shahaya betoch asara. Aval im haya lemala me'asara min hayam, motzi ziz kol shehu u'memalei, shaharei derech mekom petur memalei, ve'eino tzarich lezize ela mishum heker. If one is on a boat, a reshut hayachid, at sea, and wishes to draw water from the sea, a karmelit, the procedure depends on whether he is more or less than 10 tfachim above the surface of the water. If he is less than 10 tfachim above, meaning that the airspace is that of a karmelit, then he must attach a large plank of size 4x4 tfachim to the side of the boat and draw water from there. If he is more than 10 tfachim above, so that the airspace is a makom patur, then it suffices to attach even a small plank, a ziz of the type that came up earlier in the perek. The Magid Mishnah explains the words of the Rambam in accordance with the earlier opinion of Rav Haigon, and the Shulchan Aruch accepts this explanation of the halacha. In both cases, below 10 tfachim and above, the Rambam means that one draws water through a hole in the plank or in the ziz. Fundamentally, we should require walls extending downward from the hole, like in the case of Halacha Tetvav, of drawing water through a porch. However, since a person on a boat doesn't have the resources available to someone in his home, Chazal were lenient to consider the edges of the plank, or the ziz, to extend downward as virtual walls surrounding the hole. If he is less than 10 tfachim above the water, then the plank and its virtual walls need to form a reshut hayachid, hence the need for an area of 4x4 tfachim. But if he is more than 10 tfachim above the water, where the airspace is a makom patur, the entire need for aziz is only to serve as a heker, and therefore it can even be very small. The Mishnah Berurah accepts the explanation of the Shulchan Aruch for the case of the 4x4 plank, but believes that in the case of the Ziz, since the airspace through which the water is drawn is a makom patur, there is no need for a hole in the Ziz at all, and the water can be drawn directly from the sea while standing on the Ziz. We summarize the last two halachot of the perek. If one is reading a scroll of Kitvei HaKodesh in a Carmelite, and one end of the scroll rolls out of his hands into the Reshut HaRabim, he may roll it back toward him if it didn't go 4 amot into the Reshut HaRabim. But if it did extend that far, then he may not roll it back, as we are concerned that he will drop the other end too and end up carrying the scroll 4 amot in the Reshut HaRabim. Rather, he must leave the scroll unrolled in its place, with the text facing downward to avoid the desecration of Kitvei HaKodesh, which would result from people stepping on the text. Note that the only concern here is carrying 4 amot in the Reshut HaRabim, not carrying from Reshut HaRabim into a Carmelite or the reverse, as the latter is only Asur Midrabanan and thus overridden by the need to minimize the desecration of Kitvei HaKodesh. If the end of the scroll rolled not into a Reshut HaRabim, but into a Reshut HaYachid, then he may in any event roll it back to him, as it is permitted to carry any distance in a Reshut HaYachid. The situation is entirely different if he was reading the scroll in a Reshut HaYachid and one end rolled into a Reshut HaRabim. In this case, he must leave it unrolled even if the unrolled end didn't travel 4 amot, as the concern in the event that he drops the other end is that he will bring the scroll from the Reshut HaRabim into the Reshut HaYachid, in violation of a Melacha d'Oraita. If there is a public hazard, like a sharp object, in the Reshut HaRabim, it may be removed by moving it less than 4 amot at a time to an area to the side of Reshut HaRabim, where far fewer people walk. If this happens in a Carmelite, we saw in the last perek, that one may carry it in the normal manner as far as necessary in order to remove the danger. Similarly, if a corpse in a house is rotting and producing a terrible stench, it may be taken out of the house into a Carmelite. This is an example of Kavod HaBriot overriding an Isser D'Rabbanan. Since this consideration does not override an Isser D'Oraita, there is no heter to remove the corpse into a Reshut HaRabim outside the house. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.